There were some emotional moments as lawmakers and supporters of a school funding measure rallied at the Capitol to advocate for $4 billion that they say has long been owed to them under an order by the state's highest court. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports.
Good afternoon.
Miriam Aristi Ferrer began helping hold fundraisers for the elementary school in her Washington Heights neighborhood when her son was small, and she saw that the district lacked art and music teachers and special assistance for children with autism.
The whole year, we start in September, it's raising money so that our kids could have a normal school year.
She was heartened by a 2007 order from the state's highest court. It said New York was violating the Constitution by not equally funding the state's poorest schools, and that the governor and lawmakers needed to spend more on the neediest districts. 12 years later, in 2019, Aristi Ferrer has become a school board member, and her child is now in high school. But she says the ruling in what's known as the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case has still not been carried out. A child of immigrants from the Dominican Republic, she says she feels betrayed.
My parents came to this country to give me a better opportunity. They came from the Dominican Republic at a time when you came to America to give your children a better life. And it's heartbreaking that today a child of immigrants who went through the whole process, believed in the American dream, went to college, has to struggle and fight for the basics for her child's school in the same district I was born.
Aristi Ferrer is the lead plaintiff in a 2014 lawsuit. It seeks to force state policymakers to obey the original court order. It's scheduled for trial later this year.
When it started.
State Senator Robert Jackson, who was the lead plaintiff in the original Campaign for Fiscal Equity case, says former Governor Eliot Spitzer in 2007 planned to fulfill the court order and agreed with the legislature to phase in billions of dollars of additional funding through a formula known as foundation aid. But then the recession came. He says the school funding has never caught up, shortchanging many of the state's poorest schools.
New York City is owed $1.5 billion in foundation aid money. Okay? Rochester, New York, the eighth poorest school district in the country, is owed $97 billion.
He says Syracuse, the 10th poorest school district in the nation, is also owed millions. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the court order was a long time ago, and he's been saying recently that people need to move on. Here's what he said in a speech last December.
These are ghosts of the past and distractions from the present.
Cuomo often points out that funding for schools has increased every year that he's been in office, in budgets agreed to by the governor and the legislature. Cuomo's proposed spending just over $300 million more on schools in the new state budget. Michael Rebell, the attorney in the CFE case, who now heads the Center for Education Equity at Columbia University, says the amounts are not based, though, on any objective analysis of what the schools really need.
We're back to political deal-making every year. How much money the governor, $338 million. Where did he get that figure from? Out of his back pocket.
The push for the funding to fulfill the court order comes at a time when the state's revenue collections have dropped and it faces a $2.6 billion deficit. Senator Jessica Ramos, who joined the funding advocates, says if equally funding schools is truly a priority, then the money can be found. She says they could shift spending or impose new, higher tax brackets on the state's wealthiest or raise taxes for part-time residents of high-end luxury housing.
Budgets are statements on the value set, right, of a government, of a state.
The debate on school funding and taxes will likely continue until the end of the month. That's when the state budget is due. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.